Again, I'm very grateful for your presence this evening, especially to our high school and junior high students. It's always good to have you in church, especially on a Wednesday night as we take a break from our regular schedule to celebrate this, our patron. Just a brief word on St. Thomas for this homily, so I'll share more later. The letter to the Hebrews says, "I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them upon their minds." St. Thomas is one of the greatest saints that lived out this simple verse. "I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them upon their minds." What Albert Einstein was to physics and science and math, St. Thomas Aquinas is to theology, philosophy, the study of our faith. He was one of the most brilliant people that ever walked our planet, and certainly one of the smartest Catholics. He's one of 33 or so doctors of the church. Think about how many Catholics there have been in the history of our church. And I'll think about how many saints we have, that we know are saints. 33 or so are considered doctors, and St. Thomas is one of them. He was brilliant. "I will write my law upon their mind." But for Thomas, it was not just about his head. I had a professor in seminary that used to say St. Thomas, while he was brilliant, was not an egg on a stick. He wasn't just heady. He had a profound relationship with our Lord. At the end of his life, he had two incredible experiences. The first was a mystical experience of God's very presence. And he looked at all he wrote, which were volumes upon volumes, and he said, "All is straw." And he quit writing, because he recognized that everything he wrote paled in comparison to God himself. And the second is that at the end of his life, similar time, Jesus said, "Well have you written of me, Thomas. What shall be your reward?" If you think about it, imagine if God gave you a blank check. What is your reward? I mean, what would we pick? You know, a college scholarship, money, new car. St. Thomas said, "Only you, Lord." For Thomas, that was his reward, was God himself. We ask for St. Thomas' intercession today, especially for our students, both in our faith formation programs and at our Catholic school. We pray for all of our students in the local area, as St. Thomas is the patron of all schools, universities, teachers, Catholic schools, and teachers. So we ask St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.